Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got a bunch of Twitter questions for Alan Watt. He's with us throughout the rest of the hour. And Doug, Chris, Stan, and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Also, I want to get into the economy and military developments with him. But finishing up in this short little segment, we've talked about the history of the elite, their systems of control. But talking about their end game, I mean, it is a totally selfish, horrible end game. They've got all these mid-level and low-level people on power trips with their little uniforms and signets and logos of power that defend the system, having no idea what the system is. But the globalists are now out in the open. The system is exterminating 80 to 90% of people, having 10 to 20% left as a subboid servant class, and the elite merging into biomechanical androids and living forever. Now, I'm not saying that's real or going to happen, but you go back to the French Revolution and other times, they promised their people, we'll give you secrets to live to 100. So they always use the same stuff. They always promise their socialism is some type of high-tech utopia. We see manifestations of that. So let's spend a few minutes on what their end game is.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, to get the end game, you have to go back into their ancient belief system, which is that basically the world was created all wrong. And their job is to perfect that which was left imperfect, which means through science they would perfect the world, everything in it. We see that with the modification of plants and trees and everything today. And man himself, of course, because they, being the a dominant psychopathic type, really, and you can certainly pass on psychopathy, it's the same thing. If you want a pit bull, you can breed a good pit bull by interbreeding pit bulls, and you're guaranteed to have the same kind of offspring. Well, it's the same with these characters. Down through the ages, they've ticked the victorious type, the type who dominated whole countries eventually, either through warfare directly or through owning the kings and queens who did the wars for you. So they're very aggressive, but they also believe that they can alter man himself. Because
they're idiot savants. They're idiot savants of control, and they're playing God. In all these countless articles the last 2 weeks where they're saying lithium's good for you or viruses to reprogram your brain to make you submissive, they said man's defects in all these articles, man's problems. We're going to fix it.
Yeah, and what they don't mention, of course, in all their articles is that, you see, they were the ones who, in the 1800s especially, came out openly with guys like H.G. Wells, who was specially trained by Huxley's grandfather, you know, Thomas Huxley, who was the best friend of Charles Darwin. And H.G. Wells, with a bunch of other guys trained to be authors, to put stuff out there for the public to be amazed by and even want to follow, in fact. H.G. Wells came up with the idea of free love. We've got to destroy marriage altogether because marriage is the basic institution of the tribe, be it primitive or advanced. And if you destroy that, you destroy basically the tribe's ability to be cohesive.
And that's what, of course, Brave New World is about, is the state controlling and raising the children. He stated, and of course, the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Darwins, they all intermarried, as you said earlier.
And the Huxleys, too. They all belong to the same families, actually. They're all related, that whole bunch you just mentioned. And what you find, too, is, if you destroy the basic tribal necessities, then you destroy the tribe, and they won't fight, you see. They're lost. If you look at the Darwin theory, if an advanced civilization going in to a less advanced civilization, the advanced will always triumph. That's what they tell you. And what they use for an example is what happened to America when the white man came in and what happened to the American Indians. The writings of John Stuart Mill is very good on this because they knew in the 1700s what would happen to the Indians.
Because you can't survive if you're not part of their Borg. Let's finish up with that. They want to make you dependent chemically, psychologically, biologically. Let's finish up with their master plan. And then through the phone calls, 800-259-9031. Alan Watt is our guest. Infowars.com, CodingTheMatrix.com. We'll be right back.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Terran is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provide are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about the only issue that matters, the issue that encompasses everything, the scientific dictatorship in textbook after textbook written 100 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago. It's all repeated. It's all on record. Vaccines to reduce your fertility or sterilize you. Chemicals in the food and water and packaging to sterilize you and give you cancer. To reduce your lifespan. They're lying to you about lifespan. In the past, large numbers of children died before the age of 10. If you take the low lifespan of children out, people lived into their early 80s instead of their low 70s. This is just the facts, and they admit they're doing this. And if you're a new listener and you're like, they say they're poisoning the food and water, they say they want a world government, I heard that's a conspiracy theory. That's a simple throwaway line to make you procrastinate and not look into this. It's 100%. It's 100% on record everything Alan Watt and I are saying. Okay? You can differ on our interpretation. But this is going on. You should be angry about that. You should be standing up against that. You should have respect for yourself. But they've taken the basic determination away from people to where folks on the news say, I don't care if they're saving my naked body scans. I have nothing to hide. First, they lie to you and say they're not saving it. They say there's no radiation. Now they admit it's very high. Now they say they're going to put cameras in all the cars watching us and tracking us, cameras in the backs of the seats watching you, listening to you on the airplanes. This is worse than Orwell. People say, well, there's already so much of it. I guess I'll go along with it. Well, then where does it end? Where does it stop? Alan, looking at time frames with these people, unless we get the word out, and then they'll just back off and move slower, but right now it seems they're rushing. Well, it doesn't seem. We know they're rushing towards the goalpost. That they're accelerating their entire program, and that all of the birth pains we've seen so far were just preludes, that we haven't seen anything yet.
That's right. Even Bush Sr., when he came out with his speech on the New World Order, he said it's coming into view. It's coming into view. And what he meant by that is the coming new American century. This is the century of change. That academia was using that term for 50 years in the 20th century. The century of change would be the 21st century. That's where they had to ramp ahead because they'd already dumbed down the people with inoculations and so on. And again, bringing in processed food to certain, and it also destroyed pretty well, again, all the natural things that bound the people together. Marriage was totally destroyed by the end of the 20th century because there was an attack on it. And it, even that whole area is so fascinating to read, that the sectors that were put out there to bring down the family units, to bring in the drugs, the rock and roll, the free love and all the rest of it, the very things H.G. Wells printed in the late 1800s to bring in free love and so on. And
he was part of orgies with Margaret Sanger.
Well, yeah, H.G. Wells was more than that. I mean, he made agreements with his three wives, I think, never to divulge what he actually got up to. He likes getting spanked and tied up and all this stinky stuff, you know. Most of these guys are perverts, you understand, that work for them higher up and near the top. They're all sadomasochistic types. See, sadomasochism is a big part of this because a sadomasochist wants to get up into the power ranks when they're psychopathic, and they really worship the person above them. They'll worship them, and they despise the person who down below, even the next level down, even in a military structure, is being weak, and they'll abuse them. So that's your sadomasochist. They flock into being willing servants for these guys who run the world. And this is, again, it's an old technique that's well understood by them. But they always have these odd perversions to do with sadomasochistic tendencies in their sexual life as well. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. But before I do that, Alan, any other issues or items that you think are important that should be discussed today?
Yes, because what we understand is, it's simple. You take the primitive tribe, we're all really just basically primitive tribal, with tribal instincts. You destroy all of those, you destroy your cultural taboos, and when you have nothing left to hold on to, then you're in free fall, and they can then guide you as to where you're going to go in that new free fall. That's what they've done with most of society. If they don't replace all that they've destroyed, you end up with the people like the American Indians who, like in Canada, are simply abject cases. They're chronic alcoholics. All the reasons for living have been taken away. All their old customs are taken away. Things that gave them meaning are destroyed. And that's what they do. So they did.
And they've had big scandals where they take the little Indian children, the natives, currently, this was even in the news, and they just kill them there at the facility. They murder them.
Yes, they do. They're still digging them up in Canada at some of these places out west, in fact. But it's very similar to what they've done with the European races that came into North America now, and the Europeans themselves. Their cultures were attacked later in the same way. Once we'd been over the Industrial Revolution, created the scientific things they needed to control us, we all worked towards it. Our dads and grandfathers worked towards it. And they went through universities too. And
well, I mean, looking at psychology and anthropology, and then we're going to calls, but I want your view on this, Alan. If you look at the American culture that Alexander de Tocqueville wrote about, French historian or others, all strong cultures are self-sufficient. The family's number one. A husband wouldn't do something mean to his wife because he understands it's part of the unit. The wife wouldn't do it. The children know the only people they can count on is their family. Now, through the sitcoms and the movies and the women's magazines, it's fun to break up. It's fun to fight with each other. So they can isolate you as the individual animal and destroy you. And now you look at it, And quote, feminism is supposed to empower women. It's turned them into just bestial creatures. Same thing with men. They give us false tribes of UT football instead of the normal tribalism of your family and your private property and controlling your own mind. And they just, you try to talk to full-grown adults, they're mental midgets. A serious man can't be obsessed with sports because there's too much going on in the world, too much knowledge, too many mysteries, too many secrets, too many competitors, too much. They don't want us being dominant and strong and aggressive and powerful and wild. They want us being a bunch of soft punks, and we are. We're a bunch of soft punks.
That's right, and that's what you do. It's the end product of a long-term war to destroy everything that made things function and made you independent. And now you won't stand up and fight for anything. That's exactly the goal that they had in mind.
Yeah. Well said. Alan Watt is our guest. Cutting to the Matrix.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's talk to Doug in Utah, who I'm told disagrees. So I'll go to the head of the line. Go ahead, Doug.
Hi. Yeah, Alex. I disagreed with Alex's opinion yesterday. He talked about Stephen Hawking's opinion that we must go off world immediately or it's almost certain that in the next 100 years we're going to destroy ourselves.
Well, that doesn't mean leave the planet. I'm saying we need to expand and not have the technologies hidden from us. And I agree with him. There's a good chance with all these super weapons and genetic engineering that we're going to have serious catastrophes. And the globalists are arrogant and think they can control it. But finish your point, and we'll get Alan's take on it.
Yeah, you said it's virtual certainty that this planet will never become a Type 1 civilization with the assault on mankind from the elite. And what my problem was is that vision is totally contrary to the vision that the holy prophets of God described for us in the scriptures. And I wondered if Alan had a take on that, because, you know, those are really the primary writings of civilization, and they talk about these things. It's amazing how much they talk about them.
Right, let me stop you for a minute. Alan's going to say it's just like H.G. Wells 100 years ago, predictive programming, self-fulfilling prophecy, a missionariat protectorate that Frank Herbert talked about in his series on Dune, giving you an off-world model of that. I am a Christian, and I've read the Bible, but in the last 150 years, you've had this move to say, never stand up to evil, it's the end of the world, you can't change things, and that's just not true. And they've got this Christianoid model now where we can't even have destiny, or we can't, I mean, people told the founding fathers don't fight back, it's the end of the world. People told the Germans lay down to Hitler, it's the end of the world, and I find it to be a cop-out. Let me get a comment from Alan Watt on that.
Yes, I mean, religion's always been used by the powerful organizations that end up taking them over. And you find that I personally see the Old Testament, for instance, in a totally different way than most people. I see it more like a guidebook of practical means of conquering the world, actually. That's how I see it. I see the New Testament with a different deity in charge altogether from the old bloodthirsty Yahweh. And Christianity in its basic initial form, before it was taken over by, remember, an empire took it over, a political military empire took it over and used it. Initial Christianity was very simplistic in its doctrine. And so they used it again once it was taken over. They used it again to dominate people for 1,500 years, really. And then the Protestant sect, it was time to bring in the Protestants. And that's how I see it. It was time to bring in the Protestants by those who ruled the money.
Yeah, let me say this to Doug. Let me say this to Doug. Look, you injected religion into this, and I happen to know Alan's views, and that's one of the few areas we differ on, but I do see his perspective, and that's why all things are open for discussion here. But overall, you know, at my parents' church, my dad said, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go there anymore. We got new preachers there, and they're teaching us that we've got to have the illegal aliens basically come in. That's the World Council of Churches and the Rockefellers, or Catholic and Protestant churches saying, turn your guns in, and FEMA secretly recruiting 50-plus thousand preachers for clergy response teams. I mean, we've got to recognize that they're telling us just give up, lay down. It's what Jesus says, and that's not what Jesus even said, Alan.
Yeah, Jesus didn't tell you to leave your head at the door, you know, of the church. You were supposed to use your head.
The money changers. He went after the money power.
That was the last thing, basically, he did. Once they did that, everything changed, and That wasn't just money changers. That was an international bank of the day. That's where
stay there. Stay there. Let's talk about that when we come back and go to more calls. Interesting point, Doug.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
The fall of America and the Western world is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Up at the website GCNlive.com, headlines, wave goodbye to Brand Obama, Paul Joseph Watson, key article about how his fortunes are imploding, how the globalists are already vetting new puppets. Also, Alex Jones, 11-minute clip on Russia Today, Big Brother is watching you, dealing with the internet takeover and cameras and cars and planes to watch and record you, both audio and video. Former Senator Ted Stevens confirmed dead in that plane crash yesterday. Gold prepares to make yet another all-time high, rising in the last few days again. It's all up at GCNlive.com. This is a short segment, and I want to hurry and get to the calls, but I don't want the break to cut you off. You were saying he was challenging the international banking system at that time, and he was. Alan, finish your point on that.
Yeah, you would understand that Judaism, even in that time, had enclaves across the ancient world and all the capital cities of Greece and so on, Athens and all over the place. Rhodes is another famous place for them. But they had to come back so many times per year to the great temple, and they brought incredible fortunes with them. And you couldn't get into the temple, and no Hebrew or Jew, I should say, could get into the temple without the actual money off the land. So you had to exchange your money to go into the temple with your offerings. And basically the guys there were doing foreign exchange, and they made incredible amounts of money on this from these people who came in every day from all over the ancient world.
Yeah, the main manipulation was they made you buy a special coin to buy your sacrifice, whether it was a cow or a sheep or birds, and they would make huge piles of gold and silver for one little special silver coin.
Yeah, foreign cash was unclean inside the temple, but it was awfully good outside for the guys who exchanged it. And they set the exchange rates, and it literally was a going concern. And they came from all over the ancient world to exchange their monies there, yeah.
Amazing. I hope that answers Doug's question. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, man. This is really great. This is my second time listening to you. Yesterday, now today, and I feel pretty at home. I've been actually paying attention on another level through the internet and just noticing things and experiencing my life. I'm a reformed old hippie from the 60s, so I know what all the culture's about, and I've been around to see just what everybody's into. But I think where I'm going now, I've kind of developed to this point where what you were talking about earlier, the electronic money, it looks to me, I put it this way, Obama, you know, I was a Bush hater when he came. I mean, I had tears and I was just like overwhelmed and just, oh, my life was just so wonderful that here we got an African-American man as president. We've come so far because I went to my buddy's black weddings. I was into the black culture and people way back when in the 60s, and I loved the whole thing. And then I started realizing the details, and I was kind of in denial. I think so many people are.
Well, Obama's 6% African, and it's just a corporate production to sucker people that things had really changed when it's just more of the same. But getting back to digital money, that's why they're cracking down on swap meets, on garage sales, on selling your or bartering with your neighbor. They want everything tracked and controlled so they can turn the economy off. But dealing with that and also Obama and the fraud that was Obama, Alan Watt, give us your breakdown.
Well, you'll never change a system when the people come in to vote to come in and lead the same system of central banking, international banking, debt, which is incredible to start with, since every central bank can print its own money if it wishes to, but they all prefer to borrow from the private banks. That's the con. Everybody, I don't care if you got Mickey Mouse coming in to run for election, if he's going to stand up for the same system, including all the previously owned debt, rather than saying, I'm writing it all off, it's all bogus anyway. We'll print our own money from now on, debt-free. But why are you voting for anybody in the first place, whether it was Donald Duck or anybody else? It's the same system. It's not your system. It's the con system. So you don't have a chance anyway voting for anybody.
And that's why they're trying to block us taking the states back, because we've got a shot at that, not really at the federal government.
Yes, we're already international, and that was the key to setting up international banks and central banks as well to go with the World Bank. And using this debt con to push it all. Since World War II, the U.S. and Britain and Canada have been funding through their OECD departments. They're all set up during World War II across the third world. We're funding China right now for their medical care. So is the U.S. Canada is building a CANDU nuclear reactor, two or three of them in China, courtesy of the Canadian taxpayer. Meanwhile,
they're the new model, and the $50 billion for the auto bailouts, most of it went to move our factories to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China.
Yeah, yeah. And this is all done by the same system that wants you to vote for the next guy who will promise to uphold the same system.
All right, Jeff, appreciate your call. Good to have you on board. Please pay it forward. Spread the word about the broadcast. Long segment coming up. Chris, Stan, Rob, Guy, others are called straight ahead with Alan White. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget, we're simulcasting the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
We're going back to Alan Watt here in a moment. And then Chris, Stan, Rob, Guy, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I've got some other key top news stories today I want to get Alan's take on as well. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about ColdBlue.com, the wonderful atmospheric water generator system. It grabs condensation, water, same stuff clouds are made out of the air, never went through a water system, didn't go through a sewage system, doesn't have mercury, lead, arsenic, fluoride, lithium in it. No, it's the best, cleanest drinking water you can get anywhere. Depending on the unit you get, it runs it through 7 to 12 filters. After 7, what's the point? Stores it in a stainless steel tank in the bottom. ColdBlue.com, ColdBlue.com, or give them a call for a free information packet or to inquire or order. 800-691-6043, ColdBlue.com, banners up on Infowars.com. I also want to tell you about Front Sight Firearms Training. It's not enough to own guns. You need to get out and use them and get safety training and then learn how to get tactical training and shotguns handguns and rifles, and they've got 2-day, 4-day, 5-day training packages. It's out in Pahrump, Nevada. It's one of the preeminent groups out there, and it's the best price, and he's a patriot, and he'll give you a 5-day world-class gun training at Frontside Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. And if you act fast, you'll get a XD pistol in the caliber of your choice, a free handgun. Check out the offer and a lot of other great free training tips at FrontSight, like the front of your rifle, FrontSight.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. We all need to move towards getting off the grid, and these are great little units that will run your campsite or your work shed, or get 4 or 5 of the units, run your whole house. Great system, the solar panel, the control unit, the battery unit. It's a wonderful system. We've been promoting these for 3 years, and our listeners just give me rave reviews. Get into solar today with a great organization. The folks at Solutions from Science, get a free information pack, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com, or 877-327-0365. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, as the Chinese proverb says. The other Chinese proverb is, may you live in interesting times. Going back to Alan Watt, I want to continue with the phone calls here. Let's talk to Chris in Canada, up there where Alan's at. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Just making sure you can hear me. All right.
I hear you good. Good to have you here.
First of all, I just want to say what you're doing is great. You're a hero to us all. I mean, there's lots of, with all everything that's going on, everybody calling you a crackpot and this and that, they're the crackpots. Really, to be quite honest.
Well, they're not intellectual. They can't have a historical debate. It's just easy to have a throwaway one-way line of, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, you ask them a direct question, and then it's dodging, 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 dodging.
Well, time is on our side, Chris, because I told people 12, 13, 14 years ago they were taking blood from babies at birth for the Pentagon. Now it's admitted. I told folks a year ago they're saving the body scans as we have the documents. I told people they were going to put cameras in your cars to watch you and in all the airline seats to record you. And it's all, I mean, look, I'm going off what they say they're going to do and what they're doing. And so I've got the facts. They've got baloney. And so the general public hears me say something a decade before. They say, oh, he's a kook. Then they hear it later and go, wow, that guy isn't a kook. But any questions for Alan Watt?
Well, yeah, I have a question. It's a couple questions, and it's either of you can field them. It doesn't matter, either or. But I got to tread carefully with a couple of these questions because I don't want you to – I noticed that you attacked I wouldn't say attacked, but you defended yourself the other day, and I don't want to come off like I'm against you or anything, so I just want to be
Chris,
careful.
Chris, I don't care if somebody is against me, but when somebody calls in and just makes something up, sometimes I'll get angry. But at the same time, I don't want – you notice how people compliment me? I say, no, it's all about you. I don't want to make this about me. Number one, it's dangerous. Number two, we're going to win by waking others up. So we're here talking about the global elite enslaving us. No one can deny it now. And – so, you know, I don't want to make it about me. But listen, I got a lot of callers I want to get to. Chris, go ahead and get to your points.
Well, let me hurry up. First of all, I just want to say that I got a good judgment on when I meet people and I hear people, whether or not they're decent or, you know, I can usually tell in the first few seconds of interacting with someone what kind of person that they are. And I get a sense that you're, you know, you're genuinely good. And you've also empowered me to do the same. I do a lot of since hearing things you've had to tell me, information you've empowered me with, I've gone ahead and spread that information to as many people as I possibly can. My question is, or question, one of my questions are, do you think this can be realistically stopped? Any of the, all these things that are on the move, do you think any of them realistically can be stopped? Or is
all right, all right, all right. Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm going to get Alan's take on what you just said. He's our guest. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, I don't think people think in numbers, the mass man. That's how we're used. In fact, we're used as a mass man. We're very predictable. It's the few who change society. It's always been that way. And but what it means too is that you have to reevaluate yourself and your own values. Because remember, today's values are different from 50 year ago values. We've been totally turned upside down. In fact. To get back to what is personally personally sustainable. That's the real meaning of sustainability for yourself and for those that you love. And it really means getting back to personal values, and where you can make a promise and keep it, and even make a vow and keep it, and get back to your own integrity.
Yeah, people have no anchor.
Yeah,
they have no anchor. They have no compass. And then they'll also say, you look like a nice person. You sound convincing. It isn't my opinion that there were a riot in Atlanta over food stamps and housing. It's not my opinion that I read from the Rockefeller Foundation about vaccines to sterilize you. It's not my opinion that BP, bisphenol A is sterilizing people and causing cancer. I mean, again, so the establishment always tries to make it about Alex Jones or about Alan Watt. Folks, this is information for you to make a decision about. This isn't about, I wonder what I'll do. Do I trust Alex or not? You shouldn't trust me. You should go look at the information. It's not about me. I'm a guy here trying to warn people so we can stop the globalist. And nothing irritates me more, and I'm not mad at Chris, but it sounded like he was like building up to something. He didn't go there about me. I mean, I'm just so tired of it because probably half the websites out there don't fight the New World Order. They talk about Alex Jones because I'm the biggest thing out here doing this, and it just shows they're malfunctioning. They can't. I guess they're followers. I don't understand it, Alan. I mean, do you get where I'm going with this?
It's a backlash. When you burst people's bubbles, people do live in a bubble of comfort. They're egocentric because we've been given an egocentric culture, an egocentric culture, and a narcissistic culture. We've also been domesticated where most folk out there truly want to believe, they want to believe, even though they have little suspicions, but they want to believe that there are special people up there taking care of them because they love them. And when you burst the bubble, it takes away everything. That the ground goes from underneath their feet. They've nothing to stand on. They've lived a fallacy, and here you are telling them what the evil things are being done to them and evil things are planned to them. But you're using the documentation from the science magazines, from the mainstream media, from the big organizations and foundations involved. But rather than look at them, what you're giving them for evidence, they'll attack you personally. That's a standard.
Well, they'll also spin it and say, I thought the mainstream media is a bunch of liars, Alex. And that's and sometimes they do lie. Like if they're saying Rand Paul said get rid of the Civil Rights Act. But most of the time they spin it. They say, isn't it great that the Austin Police Department is putting in cameras for $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a piece? No one should ask why they're 10 times what they should cost. And they're now using the cameras that were supposedly for traffic control. I mean, here's security cameras on Runberg Lane. APD talks about their use. Five cameras alone will cost $350,000. You know, no one asked, why did they lie to us and say they weren't for police at first? They'll say, well, why are you covering mainstream news? They're telling us how good it is. I'm taking their admission and pointing out how it's bad.
Mm-hmm. You see, I've seen the technique work before, and I went through when Britain was being completely deindustrialized for a few years, every day on the news it was one factory, more unemployment. But after the news was over, you go into a comedy show, a regular comedy show, or a TV drama, so everything was okay. You had this double-mindedness. And it was so bad that people were committing suicide. Britain ended up having the highest suicide rate in Europe because people just couldn't get jobs. Margaret Thatcher came on and said, a generation is growing up now who will never see work in their lifetime, so get used to it. And I had a neighbor who actually hung himself. And this was happening in all the streets, but no one wanted to talk about it. They went into a self-protective mode, didn't want to listen to anything negative at all. It was almost as though they would catch unemployment by talking about it, because it's a catchable disease or something.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time. Don't talk about dollar devaluation. Don't talk about global depression when all the major think tanks admit they're engineering it, because I'm going to cause it by being negative, Alan.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to just love NAFTA and GATT.
And, of course, the whole New Age religion has been put out there, too. And remember, too, it was...
Yeah, the secret. You're supposed to imagine positive things and you get it.
Yeah, that's right. And remember, too, it was the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry's own journal that came out in the 1950s saying they would bring in the New Age. And that was the name, in fact, of their journal. Eventually they changed it. Their monthly magazine. And they said they'd create a new type of religion. And that ties in at the same time as you find Russell was publishing his books, talking about bringing in an egocentric culture that would just love themselves. It's all about me. And narcissism, which would split them off from being family groups and so on. Everyone would be into their own mirror image of themselves and how
and
much
by
they
the way,
love their lives.
Yeah. We're going to go back to calls, but well said, Alan Watt. The way I describe narcissism is I stopped being a narcissist at about age 3, which is normal for a small child to be narcissistic. You know, they're learning about themselves and their identity. But I noticed other children would do play games. They'd be Batman, they'd be Robin, they'd be the Hulk. And I figured out this is a game. This isn't real. It's like dress up, like girls dressing up when they're 5 years old to be princess. And I realize now when I watch yuppies and adults, they're all in their own little dress up world, their own little, they're walking around on delusional power trips, and they buy whatever the media tells them to get as the trinkets and the uniform of that. And you try to talk to them and they're not there, and they'll do this little enjoyment smile of like, I'm better than you. And if you try to talk to them, they take it as you're weak, you know, and they walk around and act tough and ignore people. It's kind of like junior high with the cool kids. And they're just pathetic jellyfish losers who can't even see the galactic space they're in with all the wonderment and magic. I mean, they're just blobs. They're incredible scum.
Yeah. What you're looking at, too, is the cult of celebrity. It's been risen to an amazing new height, and people follow them religiously, and they copy the fashions, they copy the actors, they copy the lifestyles as best they can according to their budget. And in their fantasy little world, where they have no power at all, they feel they have power in this fantasy world. It's no different than a driver today. An average guy who feels powerless gets behind a wheel, and suddenly he's the king of the road. And because it's the only place he feels he's got any power. It's the same thing with your little dream world of narcissism. Because most folk today secretly know that they are technically powerless.
And they would become powerful if they would admit the Matrix and wake up, but they believe they have power within the Matrix. And now you have people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in these simulation online games to buy houses and cars and real things. Then they have real-world relationships and parties where people show up and they go, he's the movie director, you know, in this online fiction game, and people are groveling to it.
Yes, and that shows you the incredible brain damage that they have. And I really mean that. People do have brain damage from their inoculations and from their food. There has been a covert war. You're seeing the end product of it now. The IQ has officially dropped, and it's been admitted by the United Nations in the Western world.
Yeah, they say 10 points, but they've changed the test. They're skewing it. What, more like 20?
That's right. And therefore, your ability for self-preservation, which is an essential part of warfare, you must destroy that part in an enemy if you want to take them down. They have been doing it quietly, covertly. In fact, again, Brzezinski and other ones, and even Russell, too, came out and said that this will happen to the public. They won't know where their opinions are coming from.
The technotronic age, where they're just mindless vessels to be filled, and where they have no initiative, no nothing. They don't even understand they're in the middle of a war. They're just running around feeling cool. It's like guys that wear all the affliction wear
Russell actually said that eventually, because of these techniques, and he meant covert techniques, they would never tell you what they were doing to you in reality. He said eventually the thought of rebellion will be as foreign to them and as impossible as sheep complaining about the price of mutton.
Exactly. But the point is, I'm not against the gladiatorial stuff or the guys that want to be tough, but I've talked to bar owners and people. They won't even let folks in with the UFC clothes or the affliction stuff, because it's like they put it on and now they're an ultimate fighter. And they're just crazed, running around feeling tough. That's another microcosm example.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. But again, it's the cult of celebrity. They said they would do this, and the celebrity, people follow them so meticulously and religiously and try to become them. Remember, Plato said the same thing that they will use, and he said it in these terms. He said the fashion industry, the drama or entertainment industry.
And sports.
It's a big part, because the people emulate what they see the actors doing.
Let's jam in one more call before we got a break and come back. Let's talk to Stan in Ohio. You're on the air with Alan Watt.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I was wondering if I could get both your takes on Proposition 19 for California. You guys know about that one?
Yes, but fill folks in briefly.
All right, yeah, that's the legalization of marijuana act that's being proposed for November.
I'm against the drug war because they launder the money, but now they're going to quasi-legalize certain drugs because they're unable to control the black market so they can tax it and control it. Alan Watt.
That's part of it, but now it's time as well to use all drugs. I mean, you've got half the population on psychoactive drugs or Valium types of tranquilizers anyway. So they want the public to be very tranquil as we go through these massive changes by any means possible, so they don't really care what you're taking.
Yeah, that's why Soros is funding the legalization of marijuana. He isn't doing it to stop the police state. He's doing it because he wants you stoned out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And I'm not bashing the whole weed head community, but come on, folks. You're not leading a charge up a hill when you've been smoking dope, especially how strong it is now. Okay, we're going to come back and take a few final phone calls on the other side with Alan Watt, Guy, James, and Andrew. Stand by. We're coming back to you on the other side of this break. Don't forget the key jump points to join the rebellion against tyranny. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We're almost out of time for this hour. Remember, we're here 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com and Alan Watts at CuttingToTheMatrix.com. We still may have time to turn the corner on this, but they're murdering you. They're killing you. Cancer's off the charts. Infertility, they're bragging they're doing it. They're adding to the vaccines. I've got all their documents. I read them on air. Had links right to the Rockefeller Foundation. They're not playing games. And people better grow up and realize you're under attack. If I walk up to your house and you open the door and I punch you in the nose, even wimps would probably fight back. But they slowly creep up and kill you quiet. You love them. Well, and I'm not talking to my general audience, but some of the new listeners out there. Look, we've been right about everything we've covered. Unfortunately, we're going to be right about the future. We have the globalist own blueprints. It's time to wake up, folks. You're not in Kansas anymore. Let's talk to Guy in New Jersey. You're on the air with Alan Watt. Quick question, please, sir.
All right. I have a quick thing I want to say. Everyone needs to go to Google right away and Google vending machines of the future. It just came out on Fox News that they installed 60 new vending machines all over the country that are going to have biometric scans on them for your thumbprint. They say after 2011 they're going to try and enforce it for them to have the retinal
scan. You know, Watson wrote a story about this a month ago dealing with the Mark of the Beast, and you have to thumbprint, face scan, swipe your license, and it's going to be for all purchases. There'll only be security guards. This is the official plan in the shopping malls, in the grocery stores. The entire checkout container will be a scanner. Alan Watt.
Yes, because the idea is that no one is supposed to escape this whole new system of surveillance. Eventually, it'll be impossible to go anywhere without your proper security card or even the chip.
It's like a 1040. It's like a 1040 now for $600 things you buy with other businesses. You got to report to the IRS. Now everything's going to have RFID, and the whole history of that pair of shoes will be tracked. Go ahead, Alan.
And not only that, they've talked about putting all your inoculation records on that chip. And one day you'll walk into a store, and if you're not up to date with something, alarm bells will go off, and the cops will grab you immediately and drag you off to the cells.
Oh, that's already begun. I mean, they admit it's to track. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so this is a system, a complete system. That's what I mean by it. There's no choices in this system. It's either their way or no way. And they want to make sure that no one can survive outside their system. That this war has been going on for thousands of years to destroy complete independence.
And now it's coming to a head. Guy, great points. That was in my stack. I meant to get to it today. But here's an example. Nationwide, they had this 15 years ago. I had the CEO on. They've got face scanning cameras off your driver's license image they buy at kiosks in malls and airports and on the street. And as you walk by, it says, Alex Jones, we've got your size shoes here. You know, come in and get it. But that's only to pay for the surveillance. The real business of those companies is selling your whereabouts and your data, just like Target and Walmart and people. They're selling all that data. So they fund your enslavement with the system. Go ahead, Alan.
That's right, too. It's such an easy trick to do is to entice people and to this is free, that's free, just put up all your details here and use the system. We've had that with Facebook. The guy had it right from the beginning. He was going to sell the data, and all the idiots went and joined up for free.
He called them idiots, a bunch of dumb effers.
He did, absolutely. But it won't stop them because the next one will come out and they'll join that too.
Oh, no, they say it's a conspiracy theory that Facebook sells your data to the government. They attack us, Alan, even as he's calling them dumb scum. They're like, we are dumb scum. We love you.
Because all their friends are on Facebook. You see, all their friends, you see. And once again, you're bursting their bubble, and so you will be attacked for doing so. And again, too, see, most folk today are in majority think. If the rest all think this way, then that's the way it must be. And,
Alan,
and everyone else is quite happy with it, so what's your problem?
Yeah, people are happy with their five-year-olds going into puberty and getting breast cancer at 15.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's loving.
Yeah, medicine will take care of that, yeah.
Yeah, I apologize to Rob and Chili. I didn't see your call there, and Andrew and James and others. Call me back tomorrow and on Friday. Alan, great job. Thanks for spending time with us.
It's been a pleasure, Alex.
It's always a pleasure to have that man on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.